we can flee, but God is present there.
Thank you. You may be seated. Now, are there any requests? Number 50. And do you have, is it 1 and 3 okay?
Sure.
And would you like a cappella or accompaniment? Number 50 in the hymnal.
Like, could we accompany 1 times through and then do 3rd verse acapella?
That sounds great.
Praise the Lord, sing hallelujah, from the heavens praise his name. Praise the Lord, our great creator, all his angels praise proclaim. All his hosts together praise him, sun and moon and stars on high. Praise the Lord.
Number 514. Number 514. And is 1 and 3 okay? And would you like that a cappella? Okay. You would like accompaniment? Okay, accompaniment. Verses 1 and 3.
Lord, I am lonely, earnestly longing into thy holy likeness to roam, thirsty for more and deeper communion, yearning thy love more fully to know. Open the veil of thy presence, salvation.
154. 154. And 1 and 3? Okay.
Yes. And
what's that?
Okay, very good. Let's try this one a cappella, if you'll just give us the.
This is my Father's world, and to my listening ears, all nature sings and round me rings the music of the spheres. This is my Father's world, I rest me in the thought of rocks and
time for one more this round.
There were,
what is it?
Don't fight.
616. There will be a time later in the service that we're going to have another few minutes to do this, so you can keep your songs for then. 616 is where we are. And then is 1 and 4 okay?
Sure.
Okay. And a cappella?
Sure.
Okay. Let's do that a cappella.
Children of the Heavenly Father, safely in His bosom gather, nestling bird nor starry heaven, such a
oh, sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord all the earth. Sing to the Lord, bless God's name. Tell of God's salvation from day to day. Declare God's glory among the nations, God's marvelous works among all the peoples. For great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. The Lord is to be revered above all gods. These words from Psalm 96 guide and inspire our Music Sunday this morning. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. Sing to the Lord, all of Glennon Heights. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Welcome to our worship service this morning. Welcome especially to folks who are visiting here on this little row with the Haufers and others. As we sing, and as we listen, and as we honor our loved ones, may we feel the Spirit of God moving among us. May we be aware of the dynamic presence of God in this place. I'd like to ask you now to take the purple Sing the Storybook. Got to get used to all your books this morning. There's blue, green, and purple. And turn to the very end, to number 204. It's a reading. Number 204. I'd like us to read this together. It starts with all of us. Giver of song, we give thanks for songs that surround us in the dark of night, for songs that waken us when morning breaks. Give a song to all who need the comfort and reassurance of your presence, those in trouble or in pain, those overwhelmed by the demands of work, those struggling with addictions, and those whose past destroys their peace. Giver of song, sing through us and bring your world to joy and rest. Amen.
Of God. In your blue books, number 56, this is our welcoming, our theme song, to awake and sing a new song. So I'm going to ask you to stand as you are able, and we're going to sing this through together twice, in unison as a group, and then we're going to sing it in canon. And we're going to have the side to my right over here, if Bruce, you kind of just help sing that, sing through it twice in canon, and this side here will be the second part of the canon. Awake, arise, oh, sing a new song. Do to.
Awake, arise, oh, sing a new song of joy and celebration. A new day has come, bring praise to the Son of God, of God.
Let's do it again.
Awake, arise, oh, sing a new song of joy.
Singing is one of the only active community expressions in worship in which young and old, male and female, are all creating unity in sound. We sing to worship, celebrate, praise, and to express our faith. And in the context of community, this becomes a bond. Singing the right or wrong pitch is irrelevant. The bond we have in congregational singing goes beyond these trivialities, as our song is an offering to God, who has given us voices and the ability to create. Everyone here is invited to worship actively this morning as we listen to God speak through the songs we sing.
Awake, arise, I'll sing a new song. Today we have the opportunity to sing some new songs, but we also will sing songs that are very familiar and very dear to us as well. But we're going to go now to, we feel, is a new song, I believe, to most of us. So if you would take your green Sing the Journey books, number 25. And this is a more what we consider more contemporary times. 1981 is when this one came from. And it's the text of it. You'll see there are six verses, so it's quite long. And as we go through this, I want you to pay more attention to the text, the story of the song, but hopefully you'll catch a few notes. But don't feel like you have to catch everything. But pay attention more to the text. The quartet's going to sing verses 1 and 2 to get us started, for you to get an idea of what it sounds like, and also to start getting start hearing the message of the song. I invite you to join us On verse 3, the best that you're able to. On verse 4, we're all going to sing it in unison. Unison singing is when we sing all in one verse. We sing the melody line, the soprano line. And then verses 5 and 6, you may break into parts as you feel comfortable. This is called When Long Before Time.
Before time and the worlds were begun, when there was no earth and no sky and no sun, and all was deep silence and night reigned supreme, and even our Maker had only a dream. The silence was broken when God sang the song, and light pierced the darkness, and rhythm began. And with his first birthright, creation was born, and creaturely voices sang praises to the Lord. The sounds of the creatures were
Are there any kids out there or anybody who likes to learn a silly song and do silly motions? Come on up. Oh, I need my hat. All right, come on up, you guys. And if you know where the song sheet is that I left in my pew, you can bring that up too. Hello there, guys. I know you may have seen somebody that looks a lot like me before. That Nathan guy, he always has a Diet Coke. My name is Erasmus P. Purple Pants, and I'm going to teach you a new silly song. Maybe you know the song already. I don't know. But it's got a lot of silly motions and a lot of silly animal sounds. And this song is called A Place in the Choir, all right? And in the chorus, it talks about how it says, all God's critters got a place in the choir because all the animals, they like to praise God too, with their own kind of sounds. and we're going to sing about all those sounds and all those animals. But I need you guys' help. All right, is there anybody else who's good at learning motions real fast and helping other people learn motions? Because, I found that I'm okay at the guitar, and I'm pretty good at the motions, but I'm really bad at doing them both at the same time. So, do you guys know this song at all? All God's Critters Got a Place in the Choir? Okay, well, here's the words of the chorus. It goes, all God's critters got a place in the choir. Some sing low, some sing higher. Some sing out loud on the telephone wire. And some just clap their hands or paws or anything they got. Good job. See, Sammy knows how to do it. All right. So here's what I want you guys to do in the chorus, right? All right, can I get everybody to stand up? All right. So here, maybe I'll get out in front of you so you can look. All right. So when we sing, all God's critters, you put your arms out wide for all the God's critters. And then you say, got a place in the choir. You go like this, like you're singing in the choir. And then some sing low, some sing higher, some, and then when we say sing out loud, I want you to yell, sing out loud!
Sing out loud!
Yeah, there you go. And we'll get, maybe you can get louder as we go along too. Say on the telephone wire, and then say some just clap their hands or pause or anything they got. And you can clap, it can be on whatever beat. We'll just do some clapping. And then after the clapping, then we'll sit down and I'll sing a verse. And then when the chorus comes around again, you guys will stand up and do, all God's critters got a place in the choir. Some sing low, some sing higher, some sing out loud on the telephone wire. Some just clap their hands or pause or anything they got now. All right, you ready? If you make a mistake or you forget something, that's fine, you're not in trouble. And if there's any grown-ups or anybody out in the pews that wants to do the motions along with us, that would be great. All God's critters got a place in the choir. Some sing low, some sing higher, some sing out loud on the telephone wire. Some just clap their hands, pause, or anything they got now. Well, listen to the bass, it's the one on the bottom where the bullfrog croaks and the hippopotamus moans and groans with a big to-do and the old cow just goes moo. All God's critters got a place in the choir. Some sing low, some sing higher, some sing out loud on the telephone wire. Some just clap their hands, pause, or anything they got now. Well, the dogs and the cats, they take up the middle where the hummingbee hums and the crickets fiddle, the pony brays and the donkey neighs and the old coyote howls. All God's critters got a place in the choir. Some sing low, some sing high, some sing out loud on the telephone wire. Some just clap their hands or pause or anything they got now. Well, listen to the top where the little birds sing on the melodies with the high notes ringing. The hoot owl hollers over everything and the jaybird disagrees. All of God's critters got a place in the choir. Some sing low, some sing high, or some sing out loud on the telephone wire. Some just clap their hands, pause, or anything they got now. Man, you guys are doing great. Singing in the nighttime, singing in the day. The little duck quacks and he's on his way. The possum ain't got much to say. And the porcupine talks to himself. All of God's critters got a place in the choir. Some sing low, some sing high, or some sing out loud on the telephone wire. Some just clap their hands, pause, or anything they got now. It's a simple song of living sung everywhere by the fox and the ox and the grizzly bear, the grumpy alligator and the hawk above, the sly raccoon and the turtle dove. All of God's critters got a place in the choir. Some sing low, some sing high, or some sing out loud on the telephone wire. Some just clap their hands, pause, or anything they got. Now, one more time. All of God's critters got a place in the choir. Some sing low, some sing high, or some sing out loud on the telephone wire. Some just clap their hands, pause, or anything they got now.
Woo!
All right, you guys did such a fantastic job. All right, you can head back to your seats. Thanks for helping me out with this song.
Sometimes composers borrow tunes from other composers and write new words to the tune. And so in your bulletin, you have an insert. It's a song sheet that has a song on both sides. And I'd like you to find the one that says, "Oh, for a World." This is a tune that you will recognize. It is the tune to "Oh, for a Thousand Tongues to Sing." That's the tune, but it has new words to it. "Oh, for a world where everyone respects each other's ways, where love is lived and all is done with justice and with praise. Oh, for a world where goods are shared and misery relieved, where truth is spoken, children spared, equality achieved. We welcome one world family and struggle with each choice that opens us to unity and gives our vision voice. The poor are rich, the weak are strong, the foolish ones are wise. Tell all who mourn, outcasts belong, who perishes will rise. Oh, for a world preparing for God's glorious reign of peace, where time and tears will be no more, and all but love will cease." So again, taking an old tune and putting new words to it, and words that I think are very appropriate for today. Going to ask you to stand as you are able, and we're going to sing "Oh for a World."
Congregational singing expresses our faith and who we are as a people of God. Congregational singing also brings a sense of God's presence. We desire to praise God with our singing through songs of joy and celebration, through songs of confession and repentance, and through songs of reflection and prayer. Psalm 95, 1 through 3. "Come, let us sing for joy to the Lord. Let us shout aloud the rock of our salvation. Let us come before him with thanksgiving and extol him with music and song. For the Lord is the great God, the great King of all gods.
For those of you who have not yet met Jacob Sankara, he is with us from Burkina Faso, which is in West Africa. He is going to be in the U.S. for a full year working at the Conflict Center in Denver. He's living with us for 2 weeks. Next Saturday, he moves in with Cole and Kaylin Chandler. Northeast Denver, be easier for him to get to work from there. We're really enjoying having Jacob with us. He's a wonderful guy. He's going to come up to retreat with us next weekend. So those of you who come to retreat, you'll have a better chance to get to know him as well. So when we had Music Sunday, and we said, Jacob, can we sing a song with you from your country? And so we have Bruce and I and Jacob have been practicing this all week. Jacob, will you tell what the song is about?
Okay. This song is in one of 66 language in Burkina Faso, which is Moré. So the song means, in my bad moment, I cried too loud, and he heard me, and he promised us to be with her every day until the end of days. That's the meaning of the song.
Bye.
Okay, we're going to take about another 10 or 15 minutes to do some selections of yours. If you weren't here at the beginning, I'll give you a slight explanation. If you pick a song, I'd like you to let me know what two verses you would like to. Otherwise, I'll just probably do the first and last verse. And then I'm going to go ahead and assume that you want accompaniment unless you tell me you want a cappella. So you can let me know what you want with that. We're going to start with Joyce because she was trying to say a song at the end of the last part. Do you remember the song that you were wanting to do? I was thinking you said 156, but I can't. What's that? 56. In the hymnal? 156. All Things Bright and Beautiful, number 156. And we'll go ahead and accompaniment's okay with that, I assume, okay? And Sing the Journey. Number 96. Okay, and 1 and 4 is okay?
I'm pressing on.
Number 521. Number 521. And verse 1 and 3. Mm-hmm. Number 565. Very good. 565, verses 1 and 2, correct? A cappella.
My faith looks up to thee, thou Lamb of Calvary, Savior divine. Now hear me while I pray, take all my guilt away. Oh, let me from this day be wholly thine. May thy rich grace impart strength to my fainting heart, my zeal inspire, as thou hast died for me. Oh, may my love to thee, your warm and changeless be a living fire.
580. Okay. Number 580. A cappella, and verse 1 and 4, okay? Is that okay?
My life flows on in endless song, above earth's lamentation. I catch the sweet, though far off hymn, that hails a new creation. No storm can shake my inmost calm, while to that rock I'm clinging. Since love is Lord of heaven and earth, how can I keep from singing? The peace of Christ may stretch my heart, a fountain are mine since I am his. How can I keep from singing? No storm can shake my inmost calm, while to that rock I'm clinging. Since love is Lord of heaven and earth, how can I keep?
Okay, 546, then we'll do one more after this. 546. Let me just see here. So let's do 1, 3, and 6 on this one. So that we'll finish with the guide my feet again.
Guide my feet while I run this race. Guide my feet while I run this race. Guide my feet while I run this race. For I don't want to run this race in vain. Stand by me while I run this race. grace in vain.
One more.
49 in the purple book.
49 in the purple book. Sing the story. And this one, I'm going to assume you want accompaniment because yeah. Your mom is getting the accompaniment book out. Let's see here. What's that? I think this one is kind of like a little bit of a story, so I think we are going to have to finish with four verses.
I'll have the ushers come forward to collect the morning's offering. Let's pray. O God, the giver of all good, we are grateful for all that you have given us, including the wonderful gift of music. What would our lives be without it? We respond in gratefulness. Bless now these gifts that we bring. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Well, I am very honored to be here today, and for those of you who know my job, I work for Everence, and one of the wonderful opportunities that I have in this position is to find people who are generous and who have an open spirit of giving, and we every year do a Journey Award, and many of you remember, I think it was 4 or 5 years ago when we awarded Merv, and we awarded the Eikstees. Well, today we're honored to award another wonderful couple from our congregation, and we're honoring Joyce and Sam. And they are receiving this award as, and we give this award as a faith-based financial services organization. We focus on helping people practice stewardship. We present the award to highlight how people of faith are living out stewardship in their daily lives. And we chose Sam and Joyce, and I want to read a few things. Betsy nominated them, and I want to share what she wrote, and I think it'll be very appropriate as we think of Sam and Joyce and their lives of generosity and hospitality. Sam and Joyce's lives of faith can be pretty well summed up in two words, generosity and hospitality. However, love for the church and the world and openness to new things ranks pretty highly as well. They are generous with their money, supporting their local congregation and broader denominational institutions and good causes. They are famous for opening their homes to others, always among the first to invite new attendees over for lunch or dinner, getting to know their neighbors, hosting overnight guests. They are very interested in people and places, having traveled broadly. They reciprocate when folks travel here. Until health problems intervene, they have made it a priority to be at all the church conferences, including Mennonite World Conference gatherings. Always giving, always interested, always looking for ways to support the church. Their personal hospitality has touched the lives of many. Person after person in our congregation, including myself, remembers how Sam and Joyce invited them over when they were new. Many international visitors have experienced their hospitality as well. Both Sam and Joyce have been very good at noticing who needs help, who needs a little extra attention, and have responded accordingly. People notice how they live and how generous they are. They have a legacy here, and I think a legacy of generosity that is well known in the institutions of the broader church. They are people to honor and emulate. Both Joyce and Sam will talk about opportunities to give or to be hospitable. Especially Joyce is quick to notice where things could be encouraged or changed to give folks more access or facilitate their participation. They help us to be truly more hospitable in our congregation. Faith and money are directly linked for Sam and Joyce. They know what their priorities are, their faith, the church, the world, and of course their family. They spend accordingly. They are excellent examples of faith-based stewardship. Now I will go down and I want to... call you up front here. And as they come forward, I want to tell you a little bit... Here, can you just hold it for me? I want to tell you a little bit about this blessing cup. The cup represents a vessel that holds all of God's creations, gifts, and resources that we use and care for along our life's journey. It holds $500, and Sam and Joyce are directing this award to Family Promise and the FIT program. Now, I have not asked Joyce, but I want her to share what the FIT program is.
Our daughter, Sharla, has worked for Laredon Schools for 18 years now. Before that, Rose Barber. Some of you remember Rose Barber worked. And she has been faithful there. It is a school and a facility to help disabled people. And she works with children, 0 to 3 years old. And so we thought that would be a wonderful place to give money, that we know where the people are and who they are and where the money goes. And the FIT program is her 0 to 3 years old of being able to take care of these little babies and instruct the parents what to do and how to do it. And so that's... what she does, and we're very happy and wonderful for that. Yeah.
Thank you. Well, we're delighted to present this award to you. We believe you are an inspiration to Christians everywhere who seek to follow God in their lives, and may God bless your calling, both of you. And afterwards, please remain downstairs, and we're going to have a special reception so you can share your congratulations to them. So let's give them a round of applause. Yeah.
Thank you. Oh, the Lord's been good. Even though I got a walker, I still thank the Lord. I still made it to Freeman, South Dakota for my 70th high school reunion a few weeks ago. So I think he's good. In some way, he maybe isn't, but he knows what's best for us.
I thank you, Rhoda and Betsy, for this, and I'm very humbled by it. I know there are many people that are very giving and loving and generous with their time and energy and their finances, too. I remember when I was a child, it started. I got an allowance of 10 cents, and 1 penny went to church. It was then that everybody's tithed 10%, and so that's what we did, too. And then after the For years, we did 10% and thought we were just pretty good, you know? And then pretty soon, somebody said, well, that means you're keeping 90% for yourself. And we thought, yes, that's right. And you should give another 10% to God, you know? And so we tried that. And you know, the Lord's been good to us and wonderful for us ever since, and we've just appreciated it so much. And we're so happy that you didn't say half of this money is going to go to the church. And it's to our church here, half of the thing. And it's what all of you have been working at so long, Family Promise. And you know how hard it is. And thank you, Bruce, for all you do for coordinating it. And for everybody else that does all those little things that are so wonderful. And if it wasn't for the little things you did, we couldn't do it, you know. So that's wonderful. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
This is a wonderful group. My goodness. And Betsy, she's tall.
Sam is my best cheerleader.
Well, thank you.
The award is given because we need to hear the stories and recognize the examples of hospitality and generosity. And like they said, oh, so many of you are also worthy of this award. And it's not a matter to say, oh, they're good and you aren't. But this is an example that we hold up. And we are blessed to have you guys here. And by your life and by your support of the church. They're one of these people that the fundraisers always go to visit. Yeah.
Well, now is the time for announcements and joys and concerns, and I think Brenda, you wanted to come up first. Okay.
As many, if not all of you know, that Pastor Betsy will be retiring as pastor from Glennon Heights Mennonite next April 2018, as she and Bruce have accepted an assignment to be directors of a program in Africa through Mennonite Central Committee, which we're very excited that you're doing that. But it also means that with her leaving, we are entering into a process to find a replacement. And in the past, we've often called this committee the search committee, but this year we are calling it the transition committee, or transit pastoral transition committee. So when you see references to that in the bulletin, that is the task that this group is doing. The elders, which Andy Yoder Horst, there we go, Bob Birchie, myself, and Bethany Simpson, who is going off of the elder board, we met a week and a half ago and prepared a list of names that we felt, coming from suggestions from you as a congregation and also in prayerful discernment. We presented a list to the church council last Sunday, and the list that we had was approved by the council, and this week we contacted those people. And first of all, I want to say that I call it a blessing, that these people who were asked said yes the first time and without hesitation. And so I would like to read to you the list of the names that will be serving as our church transitional team that will be going through this process of finding a replacement for Pastor Betsy. There are 6 people that will be on the team, and they are as follows: Barry Bartell, Jeff Brontrager, Elaine Hale, Joyce Hofer, Don Ruth, and Anna Unruh. We will have an opportunity in the next several weeks to get to know this team better. There's a family forum that's coming up the middle of September where we will be working with that team to build a church profile. And I just ask that you keep this team in your thoughts and prayers in the next weeks and months to come as they take on this task of finding a pastor to continue to lead us. Thank you.
There's somebody really good out there. They're going to find him for you. Find her, him, whoever. I know that. I know that's true. Now is the time to welcome visitors. And I don't know if you want to say something. I can introduce your row if you want me to.
Kay, a good friend of Sam and Joyce, who you've known them for a long time. I've run into Kay several times at their house when I go over there. A good friend. Thank you for coming. Charla and Dave. Charla is Joyce and Sam's daughter. Charla and Dave Marshall are here, no strangers. And Joy, also a daughter. We're very, very glad to see you guys. It's wonderful. Are there other visitors that would like to be introduced? Yeah, or if you don't want to, that's fine too. Or other announcements that you have, joys and concerns? I think Peggy has the microphone, and there's also one up here in the front.
I would just like to remind everybody, if you're planning to come to the retreat, please fill out your green form and pop it in our mailbox at the back so that we know to expect you and we can let the camp folks know how many to expect for meals and stuff like that. I think we have a couple of weeks before, maybe we have one week. Yes. So by next Sunday, please have your form in my box at the end, at the back there. In a pinch, you can email. In a pinch, you can call. It's most convenient if you fill out the form because it's hardest to misplace or misunderstand. So thank you to those of you who have already let me know.
Brenda.
If you don't know our children, we're pleased to have our daughter Leah visiting with us.
Oh, sorry, Leah.
That's okay.
I'm sitting right there.
She drove in from Overland Park, Kansas, Wednesday evening and has is headed back right after the service today, driving back to Kansas City just to spend some downtime. She's in between jobs and had a little time before she starts her new position on Tuesday, so decided to breathe in some Colorado air and just take some downtime with her parents, which we have muchly loved.
Anybody else? A couple of announcements. You will have seen maybe in your printed announcements that the Hmong Church, Hmong Mennonite Church, is they're trying to raise money to build a building. And they are having a fundraiser dinner and silent auction and entertainment at the church where they're up in Winchester on, I think it's September 23, a Saturday night. And I encourage, you guys remember how we used to do fundraising endlessly and you desperately wanted people to come and do whatever it was that would raise money for us? Be there for the Hmong folks if you can. That's a good way for us to support them. The information is downstairs on the posters down there, and then there's also a sign-up sheet. I think they want to know how many people would come. Also, we are needing coffee hour hosts for September and beyond, next week and beyond that. So if you feel this is an important time for us, we like our coffee hour. So if you would like to host, please sign up on the sheet downstairs. Well, this morning I'm going to ask you to join me, surprise, surprise, in singing our prayer. Please take your purple Sing the Story books and turn to number 50. This song comes to us from South Africa. We will be singing it in English. To begin our prayer time, we will sing it through twice. Then during the course of the prayer, we will sing it a couple more times and end with singing it twice at the end. Ellen, sing the descant. Anybody else who can sing it? It's a beautiful descant that is there. Please join me now in singing and in praying. Come, bring your burdens to God. Come, bring your burdens to God. Come, bring your burdens to God. For Jesus will never say no. Come, bring your burdens to God. Come. Dear God, we bring our burdens to you. We bring our hopes, our cares, our stress, our joy.
We bring them to you knowing that you love us and wish the best for us and our world. Lord, we pray for our world, for those who are hurting and afraid and homeless. We pray for our country and the challenges that we face. Oh Lord, hear our prayers. Come bring your burdens to God. We bring our hopes and fears to you, dear God, and we do this in company of your church around the world. We pray for your church. We thank you for the communities of which we are a part. We ask your blessing on our denomination, Mennonite Church USA, and on our conference, especially now as we go through another leadership transition. Lord, hear our prayers. Come bring your burdens to God. Come bring your burdens to God. Come bring your burdens to God. For Jesus will never say no. Dear God, we thank you for this, our own beloved congregation. We ask a special blessing on Bob and Jody this morning. We pray for healing for Jody as she recovers from her appendectomy. Thank you for good medical care. We ask you to be with us, dear God, as we go through our own time of transition. Thank you for those who have agreed to serve as part of our transition team. Bless them and guide them, dear Lord, and bring the right person here. Lord, hear our prayers. Come bring your burdens to God. Come bring your burdens to God. Come bring your burdens to God. For Jesus will never say no. It is in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen.
For our sending song and for our benediction, I'm going to ask you to have prepared the following two songs. First of all, in your insert, sing a new world into being. And then would you also take your green Sing the Journey books and have ready number 76, The Lord Bless You and Keep You, which will be our benediction. Number 76 in the green Sing the Journey. Once again, we take a familiar tune and we put new words to it. Sing a new world into being. Sound a bold and hopeful theme. Find a tune for silent yearnings. Lend your voice and dare to dream. Dream a church where all who worship find their lives and loves belong. Sing a new world into being. Sing as Christ inspires your song. The tune of this song is Joyful, Joyful, We Adore Thee. Would you stand and let's sing this as our sending song.
Sing a new world into being, sound a bold and hopeful theme, find a tune. The Lord lift his countenance upon you and give you peace. We'll sing these words to each other as we leave today. Number 76 in the Green Book.